3 Democrats in the Alaska Senate introduced legislation last week that seeks to protect the rights of those who sue the state about issues in the public interest. As KDLG's Mike Mason explains, the proposed Pebble Mine is at the heart of the proposed legislation.
Senate Bill 181 was introduced in response to a move by the state of Alaska to seek payment for attorney's fees from the plaintiffs in the suit against the state regarding permits for the exploration of the Pebble deposit. The plaintiffs lost the suit but appealed to the Alaska Supreme Court. During oral arguments back in December, Attorney Victoria Clark with Trustees for Alaska repeatedly claimed the state of Alaska and the Pebble Limited Partnership should not be allowed to conduct post-trial discovery about the finances of the plaintiffs, which include former Alaska First Lady Bella Hammond, former State Senator Vic Fisher, and a group that includes 10 tribal governments and 10 Native corporations in the Bristol Bay region. Clark told the Alaska Supreme Court justices that there's already a lot of information about the plaintiffs' finances in the court records.
3 of them are retired, living on a fixed income, don't have a lot of assets. Another is a subsistence user that makes very little money every year. And the other is a nonprofit organization that at the end of 2011, according to the return that it provided to the IRS, has had $9,000 in the bank. So we're not talking about people who haven't put forth some kind of information about their financial situation.
One of the arguments made by Clark and others is that holding public interest litigants liable for attorney's fees will dissuade them from filing cases in the first place.
Anybody who's bringing a constitutional case and is going to face probing discovery at the trial phase and then probing discovery at the post-trial phase over this are not going to be bringing these cases.
The state of Alaska was represented during the Supreme Court arguments back in December by Assistant Attorney General John Treptow. He outlined several reasons why the defendant's claim of financial hardship deserves further scrutiny and discovery.
In looking at what discovery, if any, to conduct in this case, the state went back and looked at the complaint that the plaintiff had filed. In paragraph 10 of plaintiff's complaint, they identified NMDA as an entity who has the goal of diversifying the economy in the Bristol Bay region. Paragraph 10 also states that its, quote, members are commercial fishermen, sports fishing guides, landowners, and tourism promoters.
Treptow claims that in response to the motion for attorney's fees, NMDA Alukastai failed to provide any information about the motivation for filing the lawsuit, and that's why the state wants to conduct discovery.
In any association or group of plaintiffs, you're going to have potentially a myriad of interests, and it may run the entire scope from entirely non-economic to very economic motivated. Part of the discovery process, what we were trying to ascertain, is whether or not NMDA, the association members, had an economic incentive. That's the point that we were at, and then this appeal was taken to this court.
The Alaska Supreme Court has taken the appeals under consideration, and they've not yet issued a ruling on the issues brought up during the oral arguments back in December. The legislation that was filed Wednesday to clear up whether or not public interest litigants can be subject to paying fees if they lose is sponsored by State Senator Bill Willikowski from Anchorage. He believes it's inappropriate for the state to seek money from former First Lady Bella Hammond, former State Senator and Constitutional Delegate Vic Fisher, and the other plaintiffs in the case. Willikowski said it could bankrupt the plaintiffs.
Alaska is the only state in the country where if you file a lawsuit, in a public interest lawsuit where you're seeking to defend the interests of fellow Alaskans and you lose that lawsuit, you could potentially have the government take away your home, have the government bankrupt you. And that's just wrong. No Alaskan should fear for their homes. No Alaskan should fear for their families losing everything they've had, their life savings, because they had the audacity to challenge the government. No Alaskan should have to fear that. That's just wrong. We're the only state in the country that is like that, and that needs to change. We filed legislation to change that.
Alaska law was changed back in 2003 to allow the winners of public interest litigation to collect attorney's fees from those who lose the case. In a prepared statement, Willikowski claimed that the 2003 change in the law was an attempt to scare those who stand up to government. Many of those who supported the change noted at the time that it was in part an effort to stop litigants from filing lawsuits considered frivolous. Willikowski stresses that Senate Bill 181 does not change the fact that those who file suits considered frivolous would still be liable for attorney's fees. Senate Bill 181 has been referred to the Senate Judiciary and Finance Committees, and it's being co-sponsored by Senate Minority Leader Hollis French and Democratic Senator Berta Gardner from Anchorage. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.